Welcome to LeagueCast.
Hello and welcome to episode 627 of the LeagueCast podcast. I'm your host, Nick. Joining me is Aiden.
Hey, how's it going?
Good. And no Colton. He is traveling this week. So it's just the two of us. A little solo dolo. Duo boo, yeah. If you will. On this episode, we've got a little bit of LeagueCast news, a tiny bit of new news, but we'll probably discuss quite a bit of things. It looks like we have a little fun game. We'll move into Roundtable. And then we got one email, so maybe a short show, but we'll slam pack it full of juicy goodness. Aiden, how was your week?
Good. Also, I axed the game, so sorry for
no game.
Well, so I'll give you the context. I thought it was just ended up being too mean. So the idea was like I wanted to do what you used to do, where you'd take like threads and then you'd make up like a fake thread. Uh-huh. But it was just from r/AdCarryMains. And I asked ChatGPT, Copilot, like Microsoft's thing that uses 4.0. And I said, hey, imagine you're a really, really whiny AdCarry player from League of Legends. And you That's post on up. The subreddit r/AdCarry. It was like really funny. Dude, it was like the maybe I can pull up like the ones that I like got it to write or whatever. But like it was just it just felt too targeted.
Aiden's gotten fucking soft, everybody.
It was like they were funny though. They're just like too long as well. That was like the other the other thing about it. My favorite, like I'll just give you an excerpt of like one of them that I thought was really funny. So the title of this one was am I the only one who thinks AD carry is the most underpowered and neglected role in the game?
Already starting off strong.
Seriously, I feel like Riot has no clue how to balance AD carries. They nerf our items, our runes, our champions, and buff every other role, and that can just delete us in seconds. We have no agency, no impact, no fun. We're just walking bags of gold for the enemy team. We depend on our support to sit us, our jungler to gank for us, our mid to roam for us, and our top to tank for us. We are at the mercy of our team and the enemy team. We can't solo carry, we can't split push, we can't make plays. We just farm and hope for the best. AD carry is the most unrewarding and frustrating role in the game, and I just don't know why I still play it.
Wait, that's so good. Actually, AI is too scary.
Yeah, it's funny, man. Holy. Like but they were kind of all in like that same thing, and I also realized you could tell like the ones that are written from AI because they all just like list a bunch of things in a row every single time. Like another one's like they always take my farm, my kills, my buffs, my resources. Like everything's like that. Like it's like a list of like five things.
A list, yeah. That's awesome. Love that.
But it was fun. As for actual League of Legends, sad we don't have Colton here because I've played 4 games of League and I think you've played maybe less.
I played a decent amount. It maybe 4.
Oh, you played like 10.
Yeah. I played some games.
9, 10, 11, 12, 13. You played 13 games.
Hell yeah, I'm a gamer now.
We played together 1/5 of what Colton normally plays.
On like a slow week.
Yeah. That being said, I've been having fun. I played a couple games of Earth. I played a couple games of ARAM. I still like Earth. I know a lot of people don't like Earth, but whatever.
I played some Earth games too. More than one.
I think it's just because I don't have like any weight in how the game goes. You know what I mean? Like some stuff's frustrating, but then I go, game's over in 8 minutes. Then I play another one.
Yeah.
We were playing with some like of our friends who were getting back into the game. And I don't think Earth's a very good game mode for people who are not super into the game. Not only are you not really thinking about the game like in the same way of like what you should pick, like the three of them picked over the two games picked like Morgana, Jinx, Misfortune, Huey, Orianna, which I would say out of all those characters, none of them are good nerfed.
Yeah. Right? And it's just, like, I just maybe Orianna.
Yeah. And then Lilia, which I guess was actually a good pick, like in that mode. But I just feel bad. Relatively, right?
Maybe.
But either way, I was thinking of it. I'm like, fuck, man, my like desire to defend League of Legends has changed so much since like not being a child anymore. I remember like definitely if I was in those games when I was like 15, 14 years old, sort of thing. I probably be like, no, like maybe you guys just aren't like aren't doing this right, and like it's not really the game's fault. But I don't know. I'm just here to be loose and loose like a goose, dude. You know,
that's what they say.
That's what I was saying. Like all when we were playing Clash together,
yeah.
Colton was trying to be Lord Commander. I was just someone asked me a question. I'm like, I'm just loose and loose like a goose. We fuck. Sorry, I'm going on a tangent here. It's just.
This is Colton's, all your week, by the way.
Colton's shot call. This is from like a month ago. Colton's shot calling our names, right? He's like telling us like what to pick band and stuff like that. And I'm playing with Chris in the bottom lane, and Chris is like, "Oh, I'll play Senna." I'm like, and Colton's like, "You want to play Tahmkent Senna?" And I'm like, "Sure, I'll play Tahmkent Senna." Colton's like, "Chris, do you know how to play Senna with Tahmkent bottom?" Uh-huh. And Chris is like, "No, I have no idea." And Colton goes, "Aiden, do you want to take some time here to explain it to Chris?" And I go, "No, we'll figure it out."
That's really funny. Yeah, I mean, like. I don't know. I do understand it is different than normal, but it's not like complex.
Yeah, no.
Just last hit when you can and then let Senna get the kills ideally.
Dude, I have so much fun now just being like, no, I'm just loose like a goose.
Loose like a goose. Okay. We love it.
But outside of that, not too much League, lots of MapleStory, lots of playing and starting other games, but not. So I started playing other games. So I started playing Rollerdrome this week.
Okay.
And I think it's just not a game for me. It's one of those games where like I'm like, fuck, this game's sick. I could understand why people would really, really like the game, but it's not for me. So I like dropped that game. And then I started playing a game called Humanity, which is a puzzle game where you're like a dog and you're guiding people to like this light or whatever.
That's cool.
The issue is every single time you input a command, the dog barks, which does not make my dog happy. So I think I'm going to put that on hold as well.
Poor Chester.
So I think I might actually jump back into Tears of the Kingdom and hopefully like play through that. Ooh. I still like I'm only like an hour into that game.
Okay.
But nice. That's kind of my week. Sorry, not as much League of Legends, but I'm really enjoying League still. I also played Customs. I played Community Games.
Yeah, I saw. How did that go?
Yeah, we played two. I think we played two. Yeah, we played two.
Okay.
Yeah, no, we played three. I think. Whoa. Yeah, we played three. Okay, the first one is called Good versus Evil. So everyone on the left team had to pick a character that's good, and everyone on the right team had to pick characters evil. Pretty straightforward, fun, cool. Game two is called I Hate You, and you had to pick a character that you absolutely hate. You can hate them because like who they are as a character, their lore, their gameplay, how they play, whatever. You just have to play something you hate. That game I played Silas because I think Silas is a fucking degenerate character, and I went like 3-0
because not balanced,
fucking ugly. And then
I feel like he's one of the characters that scales the hardest with game knowledge.
Yeah.
Like, obviously, he's a skillful character to play, but if you know, like, oh, I can combo my abilities like this, like, it's just so much better.
It's crazy. You can just, like, Eon people, like, level one and fucking kill them. It's so gross. Once again, I feel like you get so fed on that character that you kind of just kill people and your heal is fucking stupid and yada, yada, yada.
The
so
heal that's also an execute?
Yeah, most of it was like me drooling on my keyboard and killing people. But I had one sick play where like I'm getting ganked. Colton's playing Nidalee. I'm getting ganked by Colton. So I steal the Yon-Alt into him, and then full combo is.
Oh, that's sick.
It was so sick. Nice. And then the last game we played, which is probably my favorite of the night, was we played something a game mode that I call New Champions ROP, where it's draft pick and you ban not the, any new characters.
Okay.
And you are only allowed to pick from the 10 newest characters in the game. From like
oh,
purple
that's
teams.
Sick.
So the characters were Smolder, Quay, Briar, Nefiri, Milio, Cassante, Nyla, Belveth, Renata, and Zeri. Dude, what a fucking fun thing. We
interesting.
First,
yeah, I like
we're
that.
Blue side, and there's only one tank, so we first picked Cassante.
That's so funny. That's so and funny.
We also realized out of those 10 new characters, there's like one AP character, and it's Quay. And then, like, I guess you could say Milio and Renata are AP,
magic
but
damage,
like,
yeah.
Dude, why are out of the last 10 characters fucking. I would
that's,
say.
Yeah,
8 of them are 80, or 7 of them are 80.
That's really interesting. I hadn't thought about that.
But it was super fun. Fucking our Cassante shit on a Smolder top until Smolder got 500 stacks.
500?
500.
500 is such an obscene amount.
Or it was like 480 what? Or something, but it was like a fucked amount. 480
is an obscene amount.
Yeah, it was not great. He had like 380 farm or some shit.
Oh my
it was a long
gosh.
Game. But super
that
fun.
That is crazy.
I love game modes where you just like you're like pick ban is interesting to me in these game modes, right? Like, oh, we pick first Cassante, right? And then there's 380 carries. So one team's going to steal an 80 carry and then the other team's going to have 280 carries potentially. Like it's interesting when like pick ban is like a cool part of the game. Like my favorite game mode, which I think is too hard because you need a longer pick band for it, is I call it Champion Chain is what I think I called it when I did it like months ago, where if I pick Alistar, the next person who picks has to pick a character that begins with R.
Yeah. And then,
so then they pick Rengar, like mm-hmm. when it goes to R again, right? And then you do Renata, and it goes back to A. And it's like, fuck, like, that's so much fun for, like, pick ban, like, going through that whole process together. That being said, I think it's too stressful and too short of a time period for some players. So
that almost seems like something you should set up, like, with a third-party app beforehand.
Yeah, but, I think that would make it more doable. But anyway, sorry about that. That's my week. I've been talking for like 10 minutes, but and almost none of it was about actual League of Legends.
Hey, that's okay. That's okay.
What about your week?
My week is pretty good. It is. I don't know if I've talked about this on the show, but it's the start of my my last 2 weeks with my current job, and I'll have a couple weeks off. So I'm kind of deciding what to do in my downtime. I think I've narrowed it down to unfortunately nothing League related, but either learning some RuneScape raids or playing Path of Exile, and maybe I'll stream those.
I am glad that you have not narrowed it down to playing solo queue.
To playing 20 games of solo queue across that many days. Yeah.
Yeah, I just feel like even if it goes well and you get like placed high, I still think that you would come out of those 2 weeks that you're like, hey, I have this time where I can do whatever I want and be not happy with yourself. Mm-hmm. So
I mean I definitely enjoy like solo queue. I like the progression aspect of it. But I also think like I think my days of ranked might just be like kind of similar to you, like over, but I only want to get to diamond, I guess.
Yeah.
Cause like, I do think I could get to masters again, especially with support. But you know, maybe I want to try to get diamond on like AD carry or jungle or whatever. Like I can, you know, kind of use my account that already has good MMR to not want to, you know, stress myself out to learn that. Or alternatively, I catch up on a bunch of games that I've put down and neglected because I don't have time because I want to grind solo queue. So we'll see. It's definitely not the worst. I'm with you. I think the game is like super fun. I always have fun when we play with some of our friends, but you know, I just don't have that that rank desire currently. And I feel like a lot of it also has to do with the three splits. I don't think it would take me too long necessarily to get to where I want to be. But the idea of having to do it three times in a year just seems like a lot, you know, like even if it isn't.
Yeah, no, it's just, it is a lot. Also, I'm not sure if you saw the post from I don't know who it was actually from, but like they're probably going to end up lowering gains.
I saw below Emerald, it would be moving from 28 to 25.
And it's funny because they above Master, they lowered it so that it went from 20 to 25. So
that's so funny. Okay.
I think it's just going to be everywhere is like more like that, which is funny because they initially made that change because they were adding more splits, right? Mm-hmm. But obviously there is reason behind it. They're changing it because it's led to the scenario where people promote and demote really, really quickly, which fucks their MR like really bad.
For sure. Mm-hmm.
That being said, I don't know, man. We're back to like this number of games that you need to play to go up. Like, I don't know. Maybe if they add skipping back in, I would consider it, but like it just feels like it's like a big grind fest. But
yeah, I don't necessarily think it's like the worst to go down from 25 to 28.
Yeah,
just because it seems like such a small like amount. But I don't know. I definitely understand like some frustration behind, you know, having to play a bunch of games to get back to where you were to then start, if that makes sense. Like your climb again.
Yeah, for sure. I think it can be frustrating for a lot of players. So
yeah.
That being said, the only good thing I've heard about this season is that it seems like they've reset people less hard than other seasons for the most part. Like the
it seems like a lot of people are higher than they expected to be.
Like they're getting back to where they were after, like just by like doing well in placements, like winning four out of five placement games, which that seems like probably a good thing. I think the worst part about the ranked grind is that you spend your first 50 games or so getting back to where you were. That's very demotivating for, I think, a lot of players. So,
yeah, it just leads to sort of like a maintain, you know, nature.
Yeah, exactly. So. Cool. Yeah, I League's good, though. I'm glad you're enjoying it. I'm glad you're also not like going to grind it while you're taking time off.
So. Yeah, no. I have a lot of things that I want to do that aren't, you know, necessarily League related. You know, I made a big list of things to do around the house. Mm-hmm. And skills to work on and stuff like that. So we'll see. We'll see how it goes. Maybe I do just degen into the league, but I hope not.
Hell yeah.
Cool. Let's talk about any league cast news.
Nothing too crazy. Trivia's still coming. We did our OP.GG reviews. If you are a $5 or higher patron, so you can go check those out. It's like we have a link in our patron channel on our Discord, as well as there's a link on the past year's document to get to the new year's document. And I think that's it. Community games maybe on this weekend. Depends on if I'm going to go visit my family or not. But if I'm not, then I'll be here probably doing community games one of the nights. So.
Hell yeah.
Check out our Discord, discord.gg/leaguecast. I'll make an announcement. Maybe you can play in them.
Nice. All right, awesome. Let's talk about new news. Hey, we might have been completely and totally and utterly incorrect about Aurelion Sol.
You could just say me, man. Buffs.
I mean, I let you talk me down.
I didn't talk you down.
Like, I'm gonna accept that reality as well.
Okay, so like, just context. On last week's show, Aurelion Sol got some changes, and my point was that I don't think they fundamentally change how the character plays. Mm-hmm. To the point where I think my exact quote was, I don't see these changes increasing his win rate by more than 0.5%.
The direct quote was, do you think these changes will be more than 0.5% win rate? And I said, I think so, but not more than one or something like that.
Yeah.
So so we both sort of underestimated it.
And then his average win rate went up by 8% mm-hmm. overnight. So mm-hmm, we're very wrong.
Yeah.
10%. And I was also double wrong because I said, I also think that these are lower ELO skewed changes and I think they won't affect higher ELO like at all. And higher ELO went up even more than lower ELO. So fuck me on that. That being said, I do think like as much as I was wrong there, I think it does go to show how hard it can be to determine shit like that sometimes.
Yeah. I mean, we like a great example of this is the fucking the Vladimir placebo buffs, right? Yeah. Or placebo nerfs, was it? Like one of the, I don't know. They claimed to make some changes. His win rate reflected the change despite no changes actually being made during one patch. So like it is impossible to completely and totally accurately predict how these changes are going to go.
And one thing I did want to bring up, because I think I completely like neglected to think about this during the patch, but now I think it's a good discussion topic now, was one of the main changes they made was they changed his skill order. Originally, yeah. It was QWE, which historically, since the rework, has been a lower win rate skill order than QEW. So they changed it to the higher win rate skill order, almost by 2% win mm-hmm. rate skill order, right? So even just that change alone, like, in theory, should have increased his win rate by, like, 2%.
Yeah.
That being said, I do want to say, like, it is funny that his most common skill order is still QWE.
That's so... QEW, you mean?
QEW, yeah, sorry. QWE. Even though like they recommend QEW now.
No. Right? So it's the other way. W is the
fly. Okay.
Yeah, so, W is the fly that increases your breath damage.
Okay, in my head the fly is Zeri. That's you. Like why. Yeah, so they changed it to his higher win rate one, and people are still going the other one probably because mm-hmm. it's muscle memory now. Which is
well,
funny.
I think it's one of those things where like E is a damaging ability, W is a utility ability. Why would I not max my damage ability? It's because it increases the base damage by like 5 per rank. Like it sucks.
Yeah, and it looks like just popularity wise, it looks like E is still the most popular skill order. Nice. Only by like 5% now, but like still that's crazy. Like even with them Riot trying to force it. That being said, I thought we discussed a little bit on our Discord, but like it is funny. In theory, Riot could balance a character. Say Maokai. Like, Maokai is a fucking OP character right now. Yes. He's 54% win rate after the nerfs. What if they just said, hey, Maokai mains, right? You have a 54% win rate character or whatever. What if instead of recommending that you max Q, I think it is, we recommend that you max W?
That would be so funny.
Right? Or, like, I'm not sure actually that bad. Whatever his lowest one is. How much Riot affect this character's win rate by implementing zero balance changes? And it's probably a couple percent is, like, the reality.
In tandem with, like, suggested item builds? Because I feel like that would be a huge one as well, right? Like, I don't know what item I should build most effective that would be most effective here. I'm just going to do what Riot suggests and build Rod of Ages. Like, I don't know. It'd be so funny.
Yeah, it's just like, fuck, that's a really interesting balancing lever. Obviously, it's not a balancing lever because they're not actually balancing the game. But, like, yeah. I do wonder if there are outlier characters that have higher or lower win rates than they should because of recommendations, whether it be items, summoner spells, skill order, etc. Like, how many of those there are?
Like, yeah, I don't know. That would be incredible to live in an alternate reality where we could, like, do both at the same time, you know?
Yeah, it's cool.
That'd be so sick.
But yeah, anyways, you're wrong about Aurelion Sol, and I'm sorry. I didn't mean to talk such a big talk.
Nick's right again. Yeah. Just kidding. Cool. I put this in the new news because it was something that got brought up in, like, part of the news that that Riot talked about. But this could kind of transfer us into Guffaws as well, Riot Weekly. How do you feel? What do you feel the strength of support, the support role is? Because I feel like there are a lot of people who think it's the best role in the game right now.
Yeah, and I still think there are people who still believe that it is an... I think it's a lower ELO skewed take, but I think there still are a lot of people who say, like, you can't carry through support. Support is not a role that you can climb on yourself because it is a strength, which I think is wrong. I do think support is strong. The bigger question, in my opinion, is what's its strength compared to last season? Because last season, I would say it was one of the better roles in the game, in my opinion. Not that, like, the roles are too different. You can fucking get to Challenger playing any role. But I was talking to Drew about this today because he brought up on our Discord the support quest item changes. The general idea is that you're going to stack it early faster. Like, you have more charges at the beginning, but it will not be completed till later, right? So they're slowing down the pacing of it, but giving you access to a couple charges earlier, which I don't think I saw reasoning, but I'm wondering if the charges earlier are to maybe make you get a higher level and maybe negate some of those jungle ganks that we talked about last.
I think they said they specifically wanted to make it more attractive to build it first as opposed to starting a Doran's item.
Oh, yeah, because some supports were, yeah, like, first wave until you hit 400 gold, like, starting other items. Yeah, that's interesting. I don't think I've played enough games where it's felt different enough from previous seasons was kind of my conclusion.
Yep.
Right? I think it's weaker level one because your support item doesn't have stats. The only time I felt bad playing support is when I played AD Shaco support and not having access to the fucking 3 AD plus 5 on hit from your support AD support item really, really bad for that character. That being said, I've heard it's, like, overall it's fucked because, like, once you get your support, like, upgrade, the item's just too strong. The items probably just too strong.
The upgrades are by far some of the strongest items in the game.
For they're 400 gold for, like, they're probably stronger than most epic items, but less strong than, like, fully completed legendary items.
I would put them on, like, I think a better comparison might be, like, an extra keystone rune.
Yeah, that's fair.
Like, maybe a slightly weaker one, but I know one of the support items is sort of, like, a weaker press the attack, which, if you have that just on a 400 gold item, that also gives you gold. Like, it feels kind of crazy.
Yeah, in theory, it's on a negative 600.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
Yeah, no, it's weird. Like, do you have more thoughts? I feel like you've played more games. I feel like once again, not to repeat it, but, like, it feels not different enough from last season from the limited number of games I've played.
So I think that, honestly, I think the role just feels better than other roles because they get to use some of the more broken items right now. I mean, if you look at I would say two of the strongest supports in the game being, like, full tank Bard and full tank Maokai, both of which build basically Frozen Heart into Rookern, right?
Yeah,
which are, like, cheap items that are very, very effective. And I think that's a bigger case than support as a entire class being too strong.
Yeah, and I guess, like, just the obviously the tank ones are very obvious, and then on the other side I've heard that a lot of there's, like, some cheesy damage characters like Pantheons and Camilles are, like, pretty strong because of, like, they get Blood Song, which is just so gross on them.
Yeah,
but I like, outside of those, like, it doesn't feel different enough. Like, I think there's also, like, god tier late game items. Like, I think Dawn Core is just such a fucked item if you make it to, like, 5-6 items of support. Being said, I don't know if that's enough games to talk about. I actually don't know what the full build completion rate of supports is. Like, I would assume it's still pretty low.
I think so too.
So I don't know if that's actually like an issue compared to like maybe like an Ivern Jungle who actually is hitting six items and is still dipping into those cheap support items. But it doesn't feel like game breaking by any means.
That's kind of how I feel too. And this is from two people who don't play like a ton. I definitely don't think it's as bad as it has been in the past, if that makes sense.
Yeah, for sure. I completely agree.
Cool. Anything else that you want to talk about in the Vi Weekly?
I have a couple things for the Vi Weekly.
Let's do it.
I guess these kind of go together because it's more like a health of the game player perception. The first one is Riot Froxon confirming that loser's queue does not exist.
That's what he wants you to think.
The only reason I'm bringing it up is because this is like a 1500 comment Reddit thread where I would, at least from scrolling, I have scrolled through all the comments, not every single like comment thread, obviously. It seems like the general response to this, like 75% of the comments, is either, of course he's saying that, he's right, he wouldn't say anything else, which you can look at as either a neutral or a negative comment, I would say.
I would say negative.
Yeah, I would say it leans negative, but like you could argue that like just someone saying, he's never going to say something different, right?
Yeah.
And then the other thing is like people just saying he's wrong. Like that there's no way that you could have, like you as a player could win 20 games and then lose 20 games because that's just like, just not possible. So obviously they're fixing it, which is crazy to me.
It's funny because there's no way you could flip a coin and get heads 20 times.
Yeah, I mean, it's just, and also like, it isn't just a 50-50. You're like a deciding factor in the game. If anything, that means
like, suck.
Yeah, you suck or you're like playing well, or I mean, maybe, no, there's no, I don't believe there's a single world in which you don't, you play like shit in 20 games in a row and you get carried 20 games in a row, right? Like, I don't think that's actually like a thing. It's just weird. Like, I don't want to go too deep into depth with this. I think we've talked about it a long time and we've all believed that loser's queue doesn't exist. I mean, fucking when the one web dev guy was working on like his own League client, he confirmed that loser's queue doesn't exist. He was looking at the code. He did like a bunch of tests and now we're getting a writer confirming that loser's queue doesn't exist. It just feels like it doesn't matter if it's loser's queue, if it doesn't matter, whatever it is, people just want something to blame. Which is kind of where I think a lot of negative resentment about League of Legends comes from, is if they fix X, whatever X is right now, we'll go into it in a second. FF culture, for example, right? They need to remove FFs from the game because people FFing ruins the game for me, right? Like they hold games, either people don't FF and they're holding games hostage, or people will FF the second that they die once, right? Because there was a Gankos clip and he was fucking like 15-3 on Nidalee and his team surrendered because they lost a fight, and that ruins the game. And it's just like, I understand where you're coming from, but like I also think that if you removed FF from the game, I think you would just find something else to complain about. I feel like the people who are just complaining isn't because of the issues, it's because they just are unhappy.
Yeah, I think I would feel the same way. I feel like claiming that loser's queue exists is just a way to remove responsibility from your own play.
Yeah. I mean, like, not to go back on the AD carry thing, but, like, I think it all stems around the same ideas. Like, you just need something to absolve blame from yourself. And for AD carries, you see that in, like, complaining about, like, the role, the items, your supports, your junglers, the map, etc. And it's just one of those things, right? And if you, even if you fixed every single one of those complaints on the laundry list, there'd be something else, right?
Yeah.
Now it's, like, let's just say they buff AD carry items, right? Well, fucking Yone uses the items better than AD carries, right? That's the new complaint, right?
Yeah.
And the same thing with like loser's queue, same thing with FF culture. I think it's just like one of those things where people just need something to get upset about. Like the reality, like I constantly see it. I think FF culture is probably the most talked about topic right now of like,
yeah,
people definitely. Either FF too much or people don't FF enough. I would say it's the general public opinion on Reddit and social media seems to be that people FF too much now. Which I think is fair. Like, there's probably some merit to that. People probably do give up too much. That being said, I don't think it has any effect on, like, your actual ranked experience, right? Like,
no,
where
yeah.
you end up and stuff like that. So if your complaint is that it's not fun to play in games where people want to give up all the time, I think that's completely valid. Like, that makes a lot of sense. That being said, I think a lot of the thing is, like, it ruins ranked because people lose you games.
Yeah. I mean, if you think about it from, like, a numbers perspective, your win rate should be higher in FF culture if you don't surrender games, because there's less of a chance that you will surrender a game right?
Yeah, because you have a vote, yeah, compared to the enemies, yeah. If you never surrender, you just, yeah, more likely will benefit from it. That being said, remember the stat when they fucking changed FS from 4 to 3? Was it 4 to 3? Is it 3 now? I don't know how it works anymore.
It's 4.
Is it 4 still?
Still 4, I think so.
What'd they change? Oh, they changed it for maybe normal games. It's 4 to, it's 3 now or something like that? I don't remember. They made some
change.
No,
I think it's 3 for quick play.
Quick play, yeah.
I think that's it.
And the cited reason behind that was, in 97.5% of games that are the FF has failed, the team that tried to FF loses.
Okay. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So in 2.5% of games that you don't FF, like after a surrender vote is called, you win. Right? Like it's such a small percentage, which still is a percentage. And maybe people do want to min-max that. I completely understand that. Or better yet, maybe people just want to play the video game, which is also a commendable thing. That being said, I don't think it's changing your ranked experience overall.
Yeah. I don't feel that way either. I can understand that there are some winnable games that people forfeit because they are having a bad game. And maybe that like is extrapolated to the entire team, right? Like I definitely will acknowledge that that's a reality. But kind of like alluding to what you were saying, I also think players are good at recognizing when the game is not as winnable as it's worth playing out to be.
Especially like, at like higher elos. So maybe we are like thinking about this from the wrong perspective of maybe like lower elos. Maybe surrender vote needs to be changed for lower elos. That being said, like a lot of people commenting on this didn't play 10 years ago, right? And the culture in higher elo in 10 years ago, maybe not even, maybe in like 7 years ago, 5 years ago, five might be too close, was you just open. Like if the game is in a losable position and you don't FF, you open and that's a thing you do, right? And maybe there's one person who's like trying and doesn't want to open, but like the other four players on the team just don't stop the enemy team rending. And that was the culture at higher elo, right?
Mm-hmm.
And that's because at higher elo, you can recognize like this game is just not in a point where like the game is winnable anymore. And maybe that was a bad thing. But I think like letting players decide is like a fine thing.
Yeah. No, yeah, for sure.
Whether it's FFing or whether it's like not punishing people for letting the game end.
Mm-hmm. And I think the important perspective is to remember that it's a video game. And even if you're queued up for rank, you're like the primary goal should be enjoyment of playing the game. So if 80% of your team doesn't want to play it out, like maybe that's just a loss that you take in stride, you know, that it's going to happen on the other team sometimes.
Yeah, for sure.
Cool.
Do we want to do like a little mini champion spotlight on Smolder?
Yeah, I think we should. So, hey, it turns out that kind of like I think we talked about this last week in terms of like overreacting to a champion's like release strength. hey, turns out Smolder's not as bad as everyone like thought. Turns out like giving it
a lot of people still think he's bad, by the way.
Yeah. And then, you know, I've seen Smolder's 1v9 games because they get to a sufficient number of stacks, right? Like he's seeing LCS play more than just a single pick, regardless of if he's like winning or not. I think that's sort of indicative of the potential strength that the character has, even if it's not like 100% realized. But yeah, it's interesting because he does not function like other AD carries typically do. So the current build is, you know, you take Arcane Comet, you start Doran's Ring, and you put 3 points in W before maxing Q. In your first probably 6 levels, you are just trying to poke the enemy AD carry or support with W. Like, just get stacks that way, get Q stacks.
Well, clearing the wave, yeah.
Yeah. But just like try to survive the lane as much as you can by, you know, using a very high damage W spell to clear the wave and harass at the same time. And this is a very, very, very like powerful strategy. I think he gets to sort of catapult into at least one item, right? In a decent number of stacks. And then as soon as he gets the AoE Q upgrade at, oh God, is that 50?
I have the ratios 75? Pulled up. The first one is at like the AoE one?
The first 25. Q upgrade. 25, yeah. As soon as he gets to 25, like then his farming starts to be, you know, starts to increase in speed by like a tremendous amount. It's crazy.
Yeah.
So that's sort of how you play him early. You back for a Dark Seal whenever you have to, but then you go Essence Reaver into Navori into Bloodthirster, I believe, and then round it out with a Rapid Fire Cannon, which does increase your Q cast range. I think you go cooldown reduction or Lucidity Boots as well, and then round it out with a situational item.
Yeah, I did want to talk about the other build. So I think that is a good build. There's some hate around that build right now. I think it's pretty good. But the idea is that you still are kind of a squishy AD carry, kind of immobile despite the fact that you have a flying ability. So a lot of people have started opting into playing him with the quirky build, if you will. I've been calling it the quirky build. Okay. I'm not sure if it really is. Which is you go Shojin first. Into Riftmaker Leandres. Mm-hmm. And you kind of play him as he functions very similarly to Corki. And the fact that you're kind of shooting out these long range abilities, poking people down, yada yada yada. You have less obviously sustained damage as an AD carry. But that's fine. I think both are actually pretty good. There's also a Trinity Force build that people are doing on top lane for him. It seems he has a lot of options though.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean which is really good for an AD carry. I mean, I think the other closest comparison in terms of build is probably Kai'Sa, where you can just build the items that are strong, which I think is only going to help his longevity over time.
It is I am so surprised that the W thing got picked up so early. I wonder if it's because he's a new character, so more people are inquisitive, because very rarely do you see I'll give you an example. Last season, a build came out for Garen where you'd stack Zeal items on Garen. You'd go Stridebreak into Zeal items. Mm-hmm. And it was pretty undisputed the best Garen build in the game. And
builds in the game, period.
Yeah, it was insane. And even by the end, by the end of the season when it was still playable, it was super underbuilt. It was super low build rate compared to other things, right? Whereas even look at Aurelion Soul, right? Aurelion Soul, we were talking about this, the fact that people still, even with the Riot changes, his most popular skill order is still the wrong skill order, which is crazy. Whereas Smolder, his second most popular skill order is the correct one with the W backs, the 3 points W. That being said, it's still less popular than the main Q-Max one. 4% win rate differential, by the way.
Wow.
But it's just, I wonder if, because he's so new, people are, not as hammered into doing one thing, and that helps the ability to learn new things.
Yeah, I don't know. That's definitely a good theory as to why that would be the case. I don't know. I also fully expect this to be something that Riot doesn't necessarily want to support.
I mean, they're fixing it already. Just for context, yeah. You'll have one more week to do this build with the Dorans. Maybe it still will be good after, but they are lowering his AP ratios a little bit. They're weakening his early game a little bit, but buffing the thresholds in which you get the bonuses from your Q, I believe, is the current PBE changes for Smolder. And people are like, what the fuck? You're ruining the only way that you can play the character early game? And the whole point is that he's supposed to be weak early. He is a hyper-scaling AD carry who gets a fucking Baron on his Q. Baron, Elder on his Q late game. He probably should have a weak early game, right? I would say this, with this build, his early game isn't even weak in some lanes. Sometimes it's, bullying, level of, strong.
Yeah, I mean, if you're hitting Qs, on cooldown, Ws on cooldown, there are very few characters who can actually match, his damage output from that range.
Yeah. So
it's crazy.
Understandable, but who knows? Just keep your eye out. Pay attention to what people are building. I always recommend if you want to look into a character, use a site League of Graphs.com. Go to the character you're interested in and look at the highest ranked players who play that character, right? And then look at their match history. Look at what they're doing. Maybe watch a VOD of what they're doing. If they have a Twitch channel, click on their Twitch channel. There's so many ways to learn in current League of Legends.
Yeah, I mean, one of the highest ELO Senna players last year was, building Blade of the Ring King first and not Eclipse, and had a substantial win rate advantage over the average, Senna player. So that's definitely a good piece of advice.
Two more quick Smolder tips. One, your Q fucking for some reason reveals people in stealth.
E, thank you.
Yeah, so if you get like one bullet off before Akali shrouds, she's just perma like out of stealth, and she can't fucking do anything. So really, really important to know that. Actually, like game breaking if you can do it. And then the other thing is, I think people are already starting to. I saw someone do this in like a normal game. Your ultimate, so your ultimate like early game, cast it backwards in skirmishes. So the reason is like it takes about 110 frames or something like that for the alt to land on a target in front of you if you cast it forwards, because it comes from behind you, right? Like your bomb flies down from behind you. If you cast it backwards, of course it like is not as long range because you're only like starting it from a little bit behind you, but it lands in half the time.
Oh, interesting.
Right?
Okay.
So if you need that 225, I think it's like base physical damage or plus whatever ratios it is, like cast it backwards in those early trades. Late game, it's obviously harder to justify casting it backwards because you're missing out on the 4,000 range that it fucking has as an ability. But like early game in trades, dude, that's the fucking best way to use it. It's like you go W into alt and they can't dodge it, right?
Yeah. And
casting it backwards is still a 600 range ability.
I definitely also like early, don't be afraid to just ult for stacks. Like if you see a good, you know, opportunity to hit people with it, like go for it, because it doesn't do like a ton of damage early, but I do think it scales pretty well.
Dude, I saw people complaining about the fact that it heals. It barely heals.
Yeah,
dude.
It barely heals. I think at max rank, it heals for like 200 and it only heals him. So
people complain about everything, man. I don't know.
Cool.
Yeah, Smolder. I'd really recommend playing him. I think he's really good. He's super underrated. If you're someone who's been a Smolder hater, please try out like the W start build. I do think he is hard to play. He definitely is even harder to play because he's an AD carry, which is the hardest role in the game. And then obviously he's a weak AD early game AD carry. So it doubles down on the ability to just kind of get fucked in games. But try him out. And if you don't like that, maybe you're like, oh, I don't like playing AD carry, try him out mid and top. I think he's good in both of those roles.
I think so too. I think he's probably better in mid, but definitely, you know, good into some champs top as well.
He the Trinity Force build is the most built top lane build, so like you try that out if you're going to try him top lane, because the movement speed and stuff like helps you kite a little bit better in those like hard matchups. So.
Hell yeah, nice.
Oh, do you see that fucking top lane TF is becoming a thing?
No, I didn't, but I feel like that's definitely something I could see.
His
AD
dude.
Build does way too much damage.
Yeah, it's fucked. They're going to nerf it, right? They have
to. Yeah, for sure. They just, I mean, they, you know, he was already, I think, like, fringe playable, but then they just added AD ratios to all of his abilities.
Yeah, I mean, fucking, he's getting picked in, like, pro play, so. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Also, I think his, like, crit, like, bonus gold is basically worthless. I don't think it's anything to mention.
Yeah, it's fucking, you get, like 50 or some shit.
Yeah, I know they talked about it on LCS when somebody played it, but I was like, that doesn't really...
have numbers? Do you remember them or no?
No, I don't remember them. Okay. It was just one of the games that I happened to watch.
Yeah, so. Definitely just more the strength of, like, his crit build does damage, but also his W being an auto-attack reset is so good for lane.
Oh,
like, it's actually
so
crazy.
Good. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Cool.
Sweet. I think that was it. So you want to move into a roundtable?
Yeah, let's jump into roundtable, which I didn't prepare. what if we did this one? Because it's the first one I saw on my list.
Sounds good.
And I will just quickly go into our Discord and I'll pick some answers because I forgot to do this on my lunch today. So last week's question was, how would you fix AD carry as a role? And did I even post it? I did not post the question either. So people answered, though. That's very nice. People answered.
That's awesome.
That's great. Because the first response is from Sudo. He says, did Aiden forget to post the question? cool. One from Rook Alarm. He says, how to fix AD carry. Make the map three lanes only and have an arena-like fight at certain times in the game and give gold or something when they win. And maybe give all them base 100% crit.
Nice. Okay.
Yeah. Moldworm said, how to fix AD carry. AD carry start the game with one stack. Every single time they get a kill, they get get an extra stack. Every time they send a chat message, they lose a stack. If their stacks reaches zero, they're automatically muted until they gain another stack. And then Dan, our actual resident AD carry player, says, I think it'd be nice if Shield Bow and BT didn't start scaling at level 12 and 13 respectively, so that there could be more build diversity, because right now it doesn't feel like there's any... Sorry, that doesn't feel that... good getting them even third usually. That makes sense because even like third item, you're probably like level 11, 12-ish maybe. So it's not even, you're not even getting a skilled item at that point. Also, I think BT is just a shit item. Like I'm so surprised why people still build BT. It seems so bad, man.
Yeah, it is. It is pretty bad, unfortunately.
Shield was a lot better than it used to be though, I think.
You think so?
Yeah, I mean, not because it got buffs or anything, but because I think just contextually, like, you feel less, like, Shield Bow was a mythic before, right? So, like, you're just denying yourself from whatever items, right?
Yeah,
it's kind of like why I think ROA is, like, a way better item than it used to be, right? Rod of Ages, because now you're not denying yourself the ability to get Leandre's or whatever. You're just giving yourself an item that will eventually shit you out 1,000 XP, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Which, like, it just doesn't feel like the downsides are there anymore.
True.
Cool. This week's question is, combine two champions to make your perfect one. Take the kit from one champion and the aesthetic from another.
Honestly, I'm just going to take Yumi's aesthetic and put it on any character in the game. I think it's way funnier than any other answer that we could get.
Yeah. That's a really good one. Mm-hmm. I think mine... So I can't decide if I'm choosing Tom Kench's kit or Tom Kench's aesthetic. Yeah. I think I like his aesthetics more than his gameplay.
But then you have to play a different character.
Yeah, and I think that'd be singed.
Okay, that's cool.
Dude, it would actually work really well for the character. He, like, just runs really fast and is stinky. Mm-hmm. And then he, like, flips people with his tongue over his head.
Oh, that'd be pretty cool. I like that.
He creates a little, like, fucking, like, swamp pool.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and then he just fucking juices himself up with some swamp steroids.
Yeah. That'd work really well. So if you want to let us know how you'd make your perfect character by combining two champions, you can hit us up on our Discord, and that's discord.gg/leaguecast. Go into our roundtable section. I am posting the question right now, so it's not forgotten.
That's so funny.
Cool.
Let's move into mail fight then. Our only email is from Carlson, who says, for those who don't know, year in .lol is a review of your last year in League of Legends. You get to see how much time you spent playing League, kills, deaths, how many times you've used a certain ping, how many games you've used exhaust and ARM and more. I, for example, played League for 22.79 days last year. Wow, that's a lot. I also use the service to check Faker stats. One reason I like the service is because you can link all your accounts and all your stats are compiled. Now, I'd love to hear you host share your last year's reviews on the podcast, so I hope that you can work that into one of the upcoming episodes. Also, League is a net positive fun game because beating someone to the ground is a little bit better, a little bit more fun than it is miserable to be beaten into the ground. I don't know why that was so hard for me. Kind regards, but kindred Rengards, Carlson.
Do you want to do ours? Like, right? Yeah, I was going to say, we have some time.
Yeah, let's do it.
Cool. We'll pop this up right now. I've already, I think I put both of ours in at some point, so it shouldn't take too long. Oh, my broke again. Fuck. Oh, I put type Weeson because my account name used to be Owen Weeson.
Yeah, Owen Weeson.
There you go. Yeah, because I definitely did this for both of us because I was looking at them at one point. Cool. Let's go through them one by one, Nick.
Yeah. Okay.
And you can follow along. If you want to go to yearin.lol and then type in your account name, you can figure out all your stats. You can compare them to ours.
Yeah. All right, cool. The first one is how many games we played and our win rate. So I played 808 games, and my win rate was, and I'm just going on my main.
Yeah.
And my win rate was 54.6%. I won 441 games.
Ooh, I played 1,036 games, and I had a 56.5% win rate.
Ooh, he's a better gamer than I am. Okay, time in a bottle. I spent 17,227 minutes, or almost 12 days of League.
Mine's 14.8 days of League.
Okay.
Not too much more.
Yeah, how many hours per day? Because I played almost half an hour per day.
0.8 hours per day.
Ooh. Oh, boy, yeah.
It says how much you spent dead. Is that an accurate number, I wonder?
Almost 3,000 minutes dead.
I spent 4,600 minutes.
Oh, look like I'm the better gamer now.
Yeah.
Cool. How many games played on, or how many champions played?
133 champions played.
That's a lot. But I have played 143.
I just don't play a lot of characters in general. That's more than I expected, though, to be honest.
I was going to say, that's a lot of characters. So who's your most played? Obviously, Tom Kench.
Yeah, it's Tom Kench. Can you guess my second most played?
Hang on, I got to think. I'm going to say Cho'Gath.
No, he's not even my top eight, dude. What? It's Malzahar. Oh,
ew, yucky.
I love Mal so much. You're just a center, right? For sure.
No, mine is Bard, followed by Senna. Senna is not far behind. And then it's a Bard 85, Senna 67, and then a huge drop off to Nautilus at 22.
Yeah, yeah. Cool.
What's your highest KDA?
Oh, Orianna with 5.23.
Ooh, Morgana with 5.84. Yeah, when did I play Morgana that many times? Yeah, probably. That's funny. Cool. Okay, what's up next? Pop Stars, your total KDA this year? 3.56.
Oh, 3.06. Fuck. Ooh, I die so much. That's crazy. I just die a lot. I definitely have more kills than you, right? I have 8,091.
Yeah, I have 6,326. But, I mean, primarily a support player.
You die never then. I die 7,700 times this year.
I died 5,825.
Dude, that's so much.
But I do have 14,400 assists.
I have 15,600 assists.
Wait, that's crazy, actually.
I just die a lot.
Yeah. Okay. How many double kills you got? Because I bet I beat you.
1,002.
Ooh, I was going to say, I bet I beat you in all these categories, but maybe not. I have 917 double kills. Triples?
222.
Oh, 212. Getting close, getting close. Quadras. Yeah,
yeah. 48.
52. I've surpassed.
Pentas. I think I have more pentas. Dude, I have so many Aram pentas this year. I have 15 plus 3 unofficial.
Oh, I have 14 plus 3.
Ooh.
That's so funny.
I have 5 Draven pentas and 3 Graves pentas. All from Aram.
I'm split up. Yeah, mine are primarily Aram as well. Or all Aram. I have 2 Twitch pentas. 2 Lucian pentas, 2 Jinx pentas, 1 Samira, Akshan, Zeri, and 12 other characters.
Dude, getting 5 Draven pentas is so funny to me.
I'm shocked that Draven is your highest and not Pike.
Yeah, Pike, I only have 1 penta on him this year.
Really?
And I got my first penta on Tahm Kench this year ever, so congratulations to me.
Nice. Okay. Advertisement. Okay, let's play bingo. What is this?
This is like, we don't have to do it, but it's like your role, and that tells you if you can get a bingo by, like, those are characters you got wins on this year. But it's not really good for talk.
I don't even understand. Okay.
So it's the characters that would be highlighted are characters that you got wins on this year. So if you roll it, then you see how many bingos you'd get by, like, aligning characters.
Yeah.
How much gold did you earn this year? I earned 10.2 million gold this year.
8.9 million.
Ooh.
That's one and a half months of passive gold gain.
69,000 CS, by the way.
Oh, 48,000. Nice.
We don't need to, this one's actually good. Just click through all this. It will show you all your, like, most used pings. Like, you don't have to, like, play the
game. I just hit, like, more or less, or
yeah, just click through it just so we get to the end of it. Or you can just show me the data actually.
Show me the data. Okay.
Yeah. So obviously I think all of our top 4 pings will be the same, just because, like, we're ingrained to use the fucking normal pings, which are my way, danger, missing, and then vision, I'm assuming, is probably your 4th one.
My most is on the way. My 2nd most is just a regular ping, like a targeting ping. Danger, and then vision, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. How many times did you tell someone to kill themselves with a ping?
Only 9.
Not mine's 14. That's not too bad.
No, it's not too bad at all.
Is your least used ping the there's vision here one?
Is that the star?
Yeah.
Yep. 12.
8.
I feel like that's only when I accidentally hit it too. Really don't think that's when I do it on purpose.
I have the, you know, the one where it says like push forward or whatever. It's the flag ping.
Yes.
That's my 5th most used ping, purely because it's the same direction as missing. But it's missing.
Oh,
but up
interesting.
To the right.
Interesting. Yeah. 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 Yeah.
And I constantly do that one.
Interesting. Cool. Yeah, that's my 6th most common.
Any interesting buttons pressed? Because I pressed 190,000 buttons, but they're all for characters in my top 2. It's Melz and Tahm Kench.
I pressed 155,000. I used Bard W more than Bard Q.
Ooh, that's cool.
Yeah. Can you guess my most used? Obviously, your most used is Tahm Kench Q, right?
Yeah, yeah.
What is my most used?
It's probably Shrine.
It's Bard Ezreal Q.
Oh, that makes sense. I guess you've played enough Ezreal that you spam that, right?
Yeah, I've played a lot of Ezreal this year.
Yeah. Dude, Tahm Kench isn't in my top 6 abilities, by the way.
Is not?
It's not, yeah.
That's crazy.
My Tom Kench R is in my top six.
That's crazy. Use R more than W.
I think you can just click R on the ground. It counts, though, by the way.
Oh, okay. It's just whenever you hit that.
Because you can proc Windsoul with Tom Kench R. You can proc...
okay.
What's the shrapnel one that puts shrapnel around you, the support item?
I don't know.
It does damage around you. You can proc that by just clicking R on the ground.
But like, also,
you can
do didn't... In this past year, didn't you have the support item that procced on your ult?
Yeah.
So
that one you couldn't just click on the ground though.
Oh, interesting. Okay.
Yeah, it's very interesting.
All right, I for sure have you beat here.
This is for
total damage dealt.
Yeah, total damage dealt in a single game. Mine is 98,200 on Karthus.
Yeah, 118,000 on Xayah.
Yeah, that's a lot.
Yeah, I think it was like a single damage ARAM that game.
Yeah, yeah. How much damage total did you do? I did 20 million.
Oh, 17.8.
Ooh, that's not too bad.
17.8.
Advertisement. Shitty bingo game.
Shitty bingo.
I played 500 games of ARAM.
I played 410 games of ARAM.
Nice.
At one point, you survived 11 minutes straight on Kog'Maw.
Dude, mine says at one point you survived 7.9 minutes on Karthus. That's impressive.
That is impressive for you.
Why
yeah.
is Karthus my character? I survived the longest.
That's so funny. How many portos have you exploded during ARAM?
51.
Oh, 65.
Damn, that's crazy. How many snowballs?
944.
944
snowballs hit.
I hit 3,000, Nick.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, okay. Usually, as you pointed out in our games, I pick a carry, and then I just take like ghost or exhaust dude, from feeling extra cringe.
That's so much more. Holy shit!
That is so much more.
Oh my god!
What's your snowball hit rate?
Oh, 60.9%.
Wait, that's a lot.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh, I'm 26%.
That's not a lot.
Exhaust in the abyss. I have 25 games with exhaust.
I don't want to. I have to say this. Can we bleep this? Nope. 117.
Oh my god. Oh my gosh. How many?
A lot.
I have to whisper this because Savannah doesn't like when Scuttle dies. How many Scuttle kills?
65.
96. Oh,
that's
no.
a lot, Nick. Oh my
no.
god. Cool.
Welcome to the arena.
I played 156 arena games. What about
44? What's your average placement?
2.15.
Oh, 1.98. I'm the goat.
You played less games than you played only with me.
I'm the goat. Came first 22 in half of the games.
Yeah, yeah. Cool. Neutral objectives. I killed 38 neutral
objectives. Wait. Can you go back to augments?
Yep.
Did you... What? I took chauffeur three times.
Oh, mine's not even on there.
Okay, I think I trolled every single time.
That's so funny.
Okay, awesome. Sorry, neutrals.
38 objectives.
Oh, 87?
The rest of it's kind of boring, to be honest, for those.
Yeah, we can... Advertisement?
Yeah, advertisement. Vision... I've been so excited for this one. So this is how many control words you placed.
I've placed 403.
I've placed 108.
Okay, I will say that I'm a support player, but I do think I have become a disciple of the control words are overrated church that Aiden has established.
Hell yeah.
What's your vision score?
My vision score is 6,497.
Minus 15,999.
Dude, I don't place wars.
How many wars did you kill?
641.
Oh, I have 1,855.
Hell yeah.
Most played role.
Can we guess each other's... most played character in each role. I think that would be fun.
Okay. Top lane for both of us.
Yeah. For yours for top lane is Fiora.
Incorrect. Do you want to keep guessing or do you want
to? I just do one for each one.
Sion with a 46% win rate.
Can you guess my top lane?
It's Tom Cage.
You got it. Yeah. For jungle, you are a jungle. I've definitely seen you play jungle before. And you usually play Ivern.
Nope. The other tree, Maokai.
Oh, that makes sense, actually.
A whopping five games.
Yeah. You don't mind.
I don't know yours.
You know, I'm a bit of a jungler.
A bit of a jungler. I feel
whopping
like
two games, by the way.
Okay, Rengar.
No, it's Shaco.
Okay.
Okay, mid lane. Mid.
This is going to be hard.
Is yours for mid lane Sion?
It is not. It is not. It's Hui with a whopping three games.
Wow, 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 wow.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yours is obviously Malzahar. You mentioned it earlier.
Mine's Tahm Kench.
What? Tahm Kench mid?
Yeah.
Oh, man. Okay, okay, okay. AD carry.
Yours is Senna AD carry, probably.
No, mine is Kai'Sa.
Fuck, I would have said
this
Lucian.
Yeah, I mean, this has to be only Summoner's Rift, obviously.
Yeah.
Yours. What AD carry do you play?
I play a couple AD carries.
You do. I'm gonna say I'm gonna say Kog'Maw.
Tahm Kench.
Oh. of course. Support.
Yours is Bard, obviously.
I'm gonna say yours is Shaco.
It's Blitzcrank.
Oh, okay.
It would have funny if it was Tahm Kench again though.
I see.
Cool. Well, it goes through our games played, nothing really important there, and then a big cool pretty screenshot. Yeah, I'd recommend that you guys do your year in LOL.
Yeah, super fun. I would love to see that for my mid smurf. I think that'd be fun.
Yeah.
Well, I'll view that on my own time. Awesome. Well, that's it. Thank you guys for listening. If you want to send us an email, it's mail@leakcastpodcast.com. Watch us on Twitch, twitch.tv/kinglardout, bluebasket, and leakcastfrost. Visit our website, leakcastpodcast.com. Join our Discord server, discord.gg/leakcast, and support us on Patreon, patreon.com/leakcast. Thank you guys for listening, and we'll see you next week. Goodbye.
Bye.